Before we get into your game, your conference opener on Thursday night against Delaware, just talk about how your camp has gone and the mood around your team headed into this opener.
You tell me what day it is, that's how it's gone. So it's been awesome. A great weather, had no conflict. Kids are prepared hard. We've stayed relatively healthy for the number of practices and challenges, and really pleased where we're at this point.
Got several questions lined up for you. The first is from Andrew Callahan. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hey, Coach, I want to ask you about Tyrone Wheatley Jr. Just signed up here. I covered the Patriots for the Boston Herald. He's coming aboard. Going back to your time with him, what do you remember about a 310-pound tight end coming to play for you from the FBS level?
Yeah, that was came in as a transfer. Had him for the one fall. First of all, great family, as you know. Dad's a football guy, whole family's football people. Ty was tremendous football player, played the tight end position. Him and I talked several times while he was here. He knew he was going to get to the NFL, was going to be as an O-lineman. And he's had a chance, and he's really caught on, and I'm really excited for him. But great person, and hopefully he'll help out the Patriots.
When did those conversations first start about transitioning to the offensive line? Do you remember?
Oh, sure. When he asked me if he came here, would I move him to the O-line? Because Michigan had those plans for him. So it started right away. Gave my commitment. He'd play tight end here and would help him with the O-line stuff and his progress right after that fall.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Chuck.
You got it.
Next question from Anthony Zakaka. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, Coach, has anything changed health-wise for your team over the last few weeks?
No, I think we're in good shape. You know, you always have some injuries that occur, but, you know, we're healthy. Guys that were banged up last year are all good and going. And a couple things we've had, they happened early, and we've been a good football team since they've happened. And so that's the depth chart's good. I'm excited about it.
What are you looking for out of Casey Case in his debut with the team on Thursday? And how excited are you to see Roland Dempster back on in-game action?
Yeah, I think as Coach just mentioned before, having a legit run game helps the first-year quarterback starter, but Casey's a three-year veteran as a number two guy. What I expect from him is what he's done in every practice is play that play and then play the next play. He's extremely bright from the shoulders up, delivers the ball, can get the ball out of his hand as soon as possible, is athletic enough to extend plays. And certainly I think our kids have a lot of confidence in him as well as our coaches.
And what will you have to do to beat Delaware this week on both ends of the ball and succeed?
Yeah, play Stony Brook football, which is generally physical football. Be mentally tough in those conflict situations, take advantage of the home crowd and the home field part, and, you know, just work hard. They're a good football team, as we all know, and so are we.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it.
Next question from Kevin Trestling. Go ahead, Kev.
Thanks, Rob. Hey, Chuck, I was wondering, you know, you guys have always, you know, had that reputation of being, you know, a hard-nosed, ground-oriented, you know, kind of football team. You know, I don't know how much things are changing for you offensively with a new coordinator, but, you know, how do you keep that mentality if you do start to kind of open up and do some different things? And how important is that for you?
Yeah, it's very important. And I think we certainly have a new coordinator. I'm excited about it. And Coach Dressen has done a great job of bringing his system in. But if you look at Maine traditionally and look what Stony Brook's done, it's about getting the run game going, maybe a few different ways of doing it, maybe some different formations and doing it. But and I'm an O-line guy, so we're not going to move far away from trying to be physically tough in the pits. And I believe in that defensively, too. We've always been a top five team, three team defending the run. That can't change. And you win the line of scrimmage. I think every coach on this call will say, if you win the line of scrimmage, you got a chance.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it.
Coach, next question from Kyle Kensing. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, I wanted to ask about Taylor Bledsoe wearing number 10 this season and what that kind of means and what Taylor did to sort of earn that that honor.
Yeah, I really appreciate that question. Joe Feminella, who was a longtime member of our team as a, I guess I call a Friends of Jacqueline, adopted cancer person, was with us for 17 years, passed away last Memorial Day. And, you know, last year we took the number off our player and carried it out to midfield. This year I felt like representing him on the field. Joe was grit. Joe was about never waver. Joe stood what it meant to be a, in my opinion, a Stony Brook football player, and would have loved to play. So wanted to put it on the field. Taylor's that guy. No excuses, works hard, earned the scholarship, was non-scholarship player, fought his way to be a captain of the football team and earned number 10, which I'm excited about.
Thank you.
Appreciate the question.
Chuck, there's certainly been a lot of tension on Casey, but the running back spot, as you touched on, that's been kind of your bread and butter over the years, and you guys had a ridiculous amount of injuries to that group last year. How do you feel about the running back group headed into this season?
Yeah, Roland's been 100% since April 1st. Johnny Martin, transfer from Charlotte. Excited about his role he's going to play. Shakai Carson, transfer from Kent, excited about the role he's going to play. And then Ross stepped in as a walk-on last year, has earned a full scholarship, and allowed us to be successful. So we've got a four-headed monster, and all four will be playing.
Let's switch to the other side of the ball. You've got some starters back on defense, especially on that defensive line. What have you liked about that group headed into the year?
Yeah, I think we got tremendous depth on the defensive line. I think we could put eight guys on the field and represent correctly. It's probably the first time in 3 or 4 years we've been able to do that. Veteran linebackers with enough practice experience and a little bit of game experience with Aiden Keller. We've had a bunch of defensive transfers. You're going to see them all at some point in some role. They're still learning. Some have been here since January. Some joined us the end of May, but I'm really excited about our athleticism, our physicality, ability to run to the football. And I do believe the group of guys that were coming back along with our group of transfers is blended nicely together.
Coach Cardi was talking earlier about this matchup that when you exchange the two deeps, all the different guys that both teams have, while you guys are familiar with each other and your styles, how challenging does that make it for an opening game?
Yeah, I was not on the call when he spoke, but I'll tell you, I've said the statement, I don't know how good we're going to be. I got to wait and see his play, so I'll let us know on Friday morning. The reality of it is, it's worrying about us. They've got good players. I know they graduated a lot of players. They got good players. They'll have a good quarterback, even though they graduated a great one. They'll be physically strong on both sides of the ball. I think hopefully he feels the same about us. And we're both CA teams that recruit top players. We'll both represent correctly on the field.
Before I let you go, I think this is the fourth year in a row maybe that you guys have opened with a conference game. Do you like starting right away with league play, or would you – you know, like otherwise to get a few games under your belt before you start in the league?
Well, you know, my approach is we're going to play who's on our schedule. You know, coach from Elon, Tony's got to play Wake Forest. We've got to play Delaware. They're both tough matchups at the end of the day. So we're going to play who we play. Honestly, that's what happens in college football. So we're ready to go.
All right, Chuck, thanks so much for the time today, and look forward to talking again next week.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks.